second and continue.
What did you say to Gus? Because he's on to us. Yeah.
I didn't say Jack Wayne, he's on to us.
He's walking to his car and then suddenly he is it. What, does he have some kind of sixth sense? Jesus, what did you say to him?
Could I ask my own question right now at this point? Did you just bring Bob into a hospital?
What? Was I supposed to leave it on his car?
What, you're supposed to bring into a hospital?
Where can we find Gus? Name me one place where I can surprise him, where he won't see me coming. Because his house, the laundry, the restaurant, the factory farm, they are all wired with cameras. One place. Think. Jesse, think. Where is it? Where? Because if you can't tell me, we are dead.
Excuse me, Jesse Pinkman?
Yeah.
Hi. Detective Colancho. It's Detective Munn, Albuquerque Police. We were wondering if we could have a few minutes of your time. Maybe go someplace and talk.
About what?
Sorry, sir, I didn't catch your name.
About what?
It concerns Brock Cantillo and a statement you made to his mother. How about you come with us? We just want to clear a few things up. No big deal. You're not under arrest. We're just talking.
So if I get tired of talking, I've got to leave.
We'd prefer you didn't.
You'd prefer. Yeah.
So. Jesse, why did you tell Brock's mom that the boy had been poisoned?
Look, I think this has been, you know, what do you call it, overblown, because all I basically said was, have the doctors thought maybe Brock got poisoned? You know, cover all bases kind of sense.
Yeah, no, I'm sure they appreciate that. You helping them out like that. Especially with how specific you were, no?
Ricin.
Wow. Yeah. Ricin, that's definitely a big one. You don't see that every day, so when doctors, they hear that,
they take it very seriously. As do we. As does the FBI.
Okay.
I mean, nice, you know, you trying to help out like that and all. You know, professional courtesy. Sharing your expertise.
Look, I ain't got no expertise. All right, just, you know.
You just happen to guess this one rare poison might be the thing to put this little boy in the hospital. And congratulations, because his doctors, they're beginning to think that you might just be right. So why ricin? Jesse, how'd you come up with that?
I think I don't know, I must have saw it on a house or something.
Huh.
Yeah, you know, like House or the Discovery Channel. Well, sometimes your brain just makes these connections.
Does it?
Mine does.
That's interesting.
Look, I gotta get back.
But we're still talking.
So I'm not under arrest, but I can't leave. So then, I guess, I should call my lawyer, right?
We're just having a simple conversation, Jess. Again, we keep talking. Keep it light.
Man, you know how it is when the lawyers get to it. Suddenly, everything's a big pissing match. Like, every time.
Adversarial.
Adversarial. Then we gotta book you, blah, blah, right? I mean, you know, you've been around the block, Jesse. You're no Boy Scout.
Saul Goodman. That's my guy. So do I gotta call him, or do you?
Thank you. do you think you're doing?
I need Saul. I need him right now.
So you break into the place. You just break in.
I see you're here, by the way. If you'd have bothered to answer the phone or the door, maybe I wouldn't have... Forget it. Is he here?
Serious, Christian? Why would he be here?
Well, you know where he is, don't you? I need a number. Look, let me explain something to you. My partner and I...
Are in danger? Whoop-dee freaking do. Why do you think he's not here? And how is that news, exactly? The two of you being in danger after doing something idiotic? And what gives you the right to break down my door?
Look, I just need a number, okay? That's all.
You are such a pain in my ass. You know that? You're the reason I gotta go on unemployment for God knows how long. I was at least looking forward to getting out of here in the next half hour, but no! Now I gotta wait around all day for a plate glass guy to come and fix this door. And who pays for this?
Okay. You know what? Here, look, I'm giving you everything. All of it, okay? There's one, two, three. Look, there's got to be at least $1,700 there, okay? That'll more than cover the cost of the door now. I apologize profusely, please. The phone number.
Door like this? It's going to cost way more than $1,700.
What? For a plate of glass? No.
Oh, yeah. I bet it does. I bet you it winds up costing $20,000.
Are you insane? Who the hell is going to charge $20,000 for a plate glass door? There's no reputable vendor would...
Now I'm thinking 25.
I'll be right back.
Yes, Albuquerque, New Mexico. The number of Rebecca Simmons, 306 Negro Arroyo Lane. Would you connect it for me, please? Thank you. Becky? Hi, it's Walter White. Listen, I'm fine. How are you? Oh, good, good. Yes, cats are... Listen, Skyler and I are out of town. We're on our way up to Santa Fe, and Junior just told us that he thinks he may have left the burner on the stove.
Yes, God forbid there's a fire. Well, that's why I'm calling. You see, I just wanted to ask, and I'm sorry to do this, but do you still have the key? You do? Good. And would you be willing to... You are a lifesaver. Thank you so much. Yes. Okay. Okay, I'll await your call. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Becky? Oh. Oh, that's good. That's a relief. I owe you one. Big time.
Instead of being a couple dicks about it.
Jesse, if you care at all about that little boy, prove it to me. Tell us what you know.
I told you what I know.
Tell us again.
What do you like? Like broken records? I was trying to be helpful. End of story.
Guess we'll have to wait and see what the talk screen says.
Oh, look at this. Isn't this cozy? What'd you tell him?
I told him they're a couple of dicks.
He's a wordsmith. Well, detectives, it's been a pleasure. Now, up you go. Make like you got manners. Make like you respect the rule of law. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Hasta luego. Get the hell out. Bye-bye. That's it. Pick it up. Follow your partner. And 1-2. Thank you. Christ. You too. All I can say is if I ever get anal polyps, I'll know what to name them.
Are you going to get me out of here?
No. Not even if I could. No. The FBI's going to show up on this ricin thing, and then you're in it for the duration. You know, you're a lot safer in here. They just tried to get your partner in his own home.
Jesus. Is he okay?
No. He's okay. Like a fruit fly's okay. Now, we're all on the clock here. And thanks for that, by the way. You two want to go stick your wangs in a hornet's nest. It's a free country, but how come I always got to get sloppy seconds, huh? You got anything for me? I mean, tell me I didn't poke my head up for nothing.
Yeah. I've been thinking.
And? Casa Tranquila.
What's Casa Tranquila?
It's an old folks' home off Paseo del Norte. Our boy tells me Frank took him there to visit one of the patients, someone Pinkman says you'll definitely remember, Tio Salamanca. Old guy in a wheelchair. Doesn't talk. Rings a bell. I mean, does that ring a bell? I mean, the guy actually has to ring a bell.
Yes, I know. I remember. So, what? Once every blue moon, Gus goes and visits an old cartel associate. That doesn't help me. I can't very well hide out in a nursing home for 6 months, hoping on the off chance that he comes back.
It's not even like they're friends. Pinkman said it was like he was torturing the old guy.
What does that mean?
He told him the last of his family was dead. He seemed to enjoy telling. Afterward, Pinkman asked him about it. All Gus would say was that this Teal character once murdered someone close to him.
Wait, Teal murdered someone close to Gus?
I know it sounds not particularly fruitful, but, sorry. That's all I got.
They're enemies, not friends.
Your next number in this cover-all game where you cover the Hoshimoli is B... Number 3, like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. That's number 3 in your B column. followed by 074. That's 074 on the other side of your card. Now we have that lucky number, B, number 7. Is it lucky for you? B7. In the eyebrow, 21.
I know you despise me. And I know how badly you want to see me dead. But I'm willing to bet that I know a man whom you hate even more. I am offering you an opportunity for revenge.
Column 48, the continental United States, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
How you doing this morning, Mr. Salamanca? You need something? You need to go poopy, huh? Did you go poopy already? No? What do you need? You want me to get the board for you? All right. Okay. Here we go. A-E-I-R-O-I-I-J-K-L-M-N. First letter N. A-E-R-O-E-E. Second letter E. A-E-R-O-E-E. Next letter E. A-R-O-A. A-B-C-D. Next letter D. A-R-O-A. A-B. C, D. Next letter D. A, E, row E, E, E. A, row A, A. Next letter A. A, E, I, O, U. I don't think we're finished, Mr. Salamanca. A, E, I, O, U. Finish the word, Mr. Salamanca. Is it deer? Is it deal? Honey, dia in the word. Help me out here.
Hey, son, what's up?
Where exactly
are you getting here?
Just as soon as I can.
Look, this is a serious situation, and it's like you're not taking it seriously.
Give me the phone. Let me talk to him.
No, son, I'm taking this very seriously.
Just give it to me, Walter.
Very concerned about your Uncle Hank and his safety. But whomever is making these threats against him, I can assure you there's absolutely no interest in me. I'm not on anyone's radar. And besides, your mother,
Walter? Did you hear what he said? Get over here. No more excuses.
Marie, I will be there just as soon as I can. I promise.
Hold on. You want to weigh in here? Maybe you can talk some sense into him? Marie, he'll get here when he gets here. Well, I hope you sell plenty of air fresheners.
I hope you just have a banner day over there. Okay, Walt? Don't worry about a thing here.
Goodbye. And thank you for all of your help.
Hello?
Anything?
Everyone.
Hi, Steve.
Hello. How's everybody holding up?
Hey, Gomi, just the man I want to see. Come here, look at this.
Jesus, enough of the laundry.
No, hear me out. This panel, if I'm reading it correctly, is 7,200 amp service. This place has two of them, right? It's a whole lot of juice, brother. Laundry this size typically has maybe half that, okay? So what's with the extra panel?
What are you, Thomas Edison, man?
No, I asked a bunch of electricians. They have their own chat rooms, you know, like where all they talk about was wiring. Freaking internet. Find anything on it these days. So what do you say? Pop over, have another look-see?
Listen. I think we possibly have a lead on something.
Yeah?
We have this guy down at the office. He says he has some kind of information. The thing is, he'll only give it to you in person.
Okay.
Do you remember Hector Salamanca?
Yeah. Oh, you mean the old cripple guy with the bell? I'd rather crap on our floor than talk to us? No, I don't remember him at all. Why?
Well, he's the guy. His nurse calls us. Says he wants to powwow. So we have this guy at the office for 3 hours. And he still just wants to talk to you.
Do not even think about going down there.
Marie.
This is clearly a ploy or a trick or something designed to get Hank out into the open. That's all this is.
Well, that's what we thought.
Well.
It's been years since this guy's been a player. His nephew's gone. Doesn't have anybody. The nurse checks out. You don't know nothing. Guess I just don't see an angle here. If there even is one. Of course, if you did want to talk to this guy, there's no safer place than the office.
I don't think this sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I agree, Uncle Hank.
It is a ridiculous idea, and there is no way that you are going to do it. End of story.
Hank, thanks for coming down.
No problem at all. See you, sir. So, Mr. Salamanca. You got something you want to tell me?
A-E-I-O-O-P-Q-R-S. First letter S. A-E-I-O-U. Second letter U. A. B, C, A, E, I, J, K, A, E, I, J, K, L, M, A, E, I, O, U, O, U, V, W, X, Y.
All right. That's enough. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. I can spell. Well, you got that out of your system now? Should we try this one more time?
A. E. F. A. E. I. O. U. A. B. C.
Yeah, we got it.
I'm just so, so sorry.
Well, at least this time he didn't shit himself. Guess that's progress.
Got eyes on the DA. They just had a visitor.
Hector Salamanca.
I don't even know what to say to you right now. You just sit here and you think about how far that kind of behavior is going to get you. Not far, let me tell you.
Any second thoughts? Then let's get to work.
To go.
Why? What happened?
Tox screen came back. No ricin poisoning. Surprised, huh?
Oh. Why should I be? Your jacket.
Till we meet again.
Hey, yo! Yo! Right here! Hey, Ezra, I'm just checking on Brock. Hey, it sounds like... I mean, listen, just call me if you can, alright? I'm heading back over.
Hey, excuse me.
Thank you.
Yes.
We just picked up Pinkman. No witnesses.
What about Hector?
I've checked inside and out. No wires, no camera, no surveillance. The police cruiser rolled through about an hour ago. Seemed routine.
It's just him, alone in his room.
All right. I'm on my way.
Maybe it's better if I do this myself.
I do this. Crippled little Raka. What a reputation to leave behind. Is that how you want to be remembered? Last chance to look at me, Hector.
how bad are things looking out?
Well, I'll tell you what, right now, southbound 25, we've got an accident there at Jefferson on the right shoulder, so make sure you stay to the left as you move through that area. And things have slowed to a crawl at the Big Eye. No surprises there either.
All right, hang on. I hate to interrupt you here, but I do have some breaking news here now coming out of the North Valley, apparently. An explosion has been reported at a nursing home, the Casa Tranquila nursing home.
Oh, no.
You heard of that place. We've got very few details on it so far. Unfortunately, the initial report is, though, that as many as 3 people may have been killed.
Oh, no.
Now, the news is disturbing. We're going to get you more information on this just as soon as it comes in. Situation over there, I imagine, is pretty hectic. What's traffic looking like?
Yeah, I know where the nursing home is. If you're moving through that area, we're going to be talking about east and westbound Paseo in that area there in the North Valley. Please, you've got to avoid that area as you move through.
Our hearts going out to the victims of this tragedy. We'll bring you more details just as soon as we get them. Coming up on Coyote 102.5, Aerosmith, Def Leppard, keep it right here on New Mexico's Finest Drop.
You want to cook with a broken arm? Next step, CO2. Do it.
Hey, I better hear him click. Stairs?
Gus is dead. We've got work to do.
Thank you.
Is he gonna pull through?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked kind of touch and go there for a while, but he's gonna make it. You know, still saying it wasn't the rice and...
I don't understand. Then what was it?
Saying it was most likely a flower called Lily of the Valley. And it's like common. It's got these red berries on it that I guess taste sweet, and sometimes little kids eat them and wind up poisoning themselves. And that's it. Nothing more. So Gus didn't poison after all. Still, he had to go, right?
Damn right. Gus had to go.
You know, I should get back. Andrew's waiting.
Tranquila, where three people are dead following an explosion that rocked this elderly care facility earlier today. The fireball completely consumed one resident's room and damaged common areas nearby.
Walt? Some of the residents... Hold up, let me get somewhere where I can hear you.
Tell him I'm going to die.
Walt?
How are you doing?
How am I doing? How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well.
I'm good.
Walt, the news here. Gus Fring is dead. He was blown up along with some person from some Mexican cartel, and the DEA has no idea what to make of it. Do you know about this? Walt, I need you to...
It's over. We're safe.
Was this you? What happened?
I won.
Touched the walls of the city streets and didn't explain. Sadly showed us our ways. I've never asked you why. Cast down, it was heaven sent in to the church, no intent to repent. I'm